If you are a Melburnian, chances are you've heard of the little veggie patch. It's a plant nursery specialising in growing food in small places. Now all the experiences of the owner, Dylan Sechik Reardon, and Matt Pember are clearly laid out in a new gardening guide published by Hardy Grant. It's called Grow Food Anywhere. And while this book is aimed at Australia's four climate zones, many of these occur elsewhere, and more of us are downsizing to live in increasingly smaller plots of land. So the concept of turning the small spaces into food production makes a lot of sense. Graham Kemlow spoke to Matt earlier today.
Well, those of us who live in Melbourne probably have some familiarity with the Little Veggie Patch, a terrific nursery in St Kilda there that was set up by two fellows, Dylan Sechik Reardon and Matt Pember. I've got Matt on the line because the guys have just written a book called Grow Food Anywhere. G'day, Matt.
G'day, Graham. How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. So you've got a popular little nursery there. I guess lots of people come in and ask you questions and you thought, oh, let's put them all down in a book and then we can just flog a book and not have to spend time when we could be weeding.
We always try and tell the customers to refer to the book.
Well, that's good. That's good. So it's the book's just been published by Hardy Grant. How long were you involved in putting this together? Because it's actually beautifully laid out. Now, it looks to me as though you've been liaising with the technical people in there at Hardy Grant, yeah?
The book probably has taken the best part of 18 months to put together. We sort of took a year off and decided to really dedicate most of that year to putting this book together.
Yeah.
And trying to make it quite a definitive guide to growing food. And I guess as all things, when you try and be quite definitive and cover everything, it does sort of spiral and snowball. So it took quite a long time, but I feel like it's impossible to cover everything, but I feel like we've covered most of the key points about how to grow food in the most small city spaces.
Yeah, I know you started out with selling sort of boxes of vegetables, but they were vegetable seedlings, basically, it's an old fruit box or something, was it?
Yeah, they are. We actually started out as a specialist landscaping business, so specialising in edible garden landscaping.
Oh, okay. And, eat your own hedge.
We sort of ran into the apple crates.
Right.
And they've become almost a purpose-built little veggie patch, and from there we set up the nursery and we've been writing books for the last 5 or 6 years now.
And the apple crate is pretty synonymous with you and your business, I think.
Yeah, it has become. It sort of represents, I guess, the ethos of the business and gardening in general. That's to sort of recycle and reuse and find multi-purposes for things. And I definitely think we've spray-painted enough of our logos and boxes around Melbourne for people to notice now.
Absolutely. Now, I guess this is of relevance to people, whether they're downsizers, moving out of a big house into the typical two-on-a-block townhouse that are being sold now, or whether they're on a balcony. They might be the young millennials in Docklands with a north-facing balcony, and they think, what can we do? And, of course, you and Dylan can give them a solution. But, yeah, I love the way the book's laid out. It's very logically presented. I also like the calendar, what to do in what particular time of year. I never know whether I'm putting the right stuff on the right thing at the right time. But you at least attempt to answer that question.
Well, I think a lot of people just don't know where to start. Downsizing to smaller spaces and having less space to work with and also getting busier at work, people just don't have the resources to go out there and find out these things for themselves. So it's always helpful to get off on the right foot. And I think people getting into gardening for the first time will realise that gardening's changed a lot recently, so it's sort of becoming more conducive to people with less space and less time. And starting at the right time is obviously really important.
Right. Now, when you garden in containers, do you need to use more water as a general rule?
Yeah, it is. I mean, generally, the smaller the size of the pot or container you're growing in, the more water they're going to use because the quicker they're going to dry out. So that's the biggest problem with gardening in pots. You've got small space vessels, but they're going to dry out so quickly, and that's always the biggest problem, keeping enough water up to them.
Right. So if that's the only problem, though, you're probably using less water anyway because you're not watering acres of lawn and all the rest of it, are you?
Yeah, and there are some fully contained pots now that are, in inverted commas, self-watering. So yeah, they're wicking beds, and the way they work is that you have a reservoir of water underneath, and they sort of pull water through the soil. So those sorts of containers are extremely water efficient and really suited to balconies.
Now, Matt, I like the way you've divided up your book by the zones that Australia has. And it goes all the way from tropical, I think tropical, subtropical, temperate. I don't remember them. And
cool mountainous. So down right south in Tassie, and then also in Canberra, that's cool mountainous. And
right,
I think most of Australia, that includes Perth and Melbourne, Adelaide, even parts of Sydney, is temperate.
Right. Now, if people were listening in other parts of the world, as they do to our show, could they just sort of substitute temperate for wherever they live and use this book?
Well, we've actually we actually tackled a planting calendar in Europe and US. So the book's due to be released in the States and across Europe next year in March.
Ah, the same book with a well, that's great news because for this publication, is Hardy Grant doing it over there or another publisher?
Yeah, Hardy Grant are doing it over there as well. So they've got their arm over there in the US.
Ah, well, that's great news.
The climate information is a little bit more complicated in the States. So I think there's about 6 or 7 zones that we've tried to compact it into.
Yeah.
So definitely worthwhile to wait.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.